Hey there folks, Ronnie Romance here. Welcome back to my channel. It's been a while. Turns out making videos is harder than taking photos. So, you know, it's a lot of work. And, you know, it's a lot of computer time. It's a lot of, like, screen time. Typing and, like, scrolling. Doing things with the mouse. No, they don't have mice anymore. This one, we had a lot of footage. We had a big trip that we took in Ultra Dynamico. Training camp, if you will. And we got into a little bit of this stuff, you know? Some full body workouts right away.
Pretty buff trail, huh? Todd, you're really messed up.
Out to Southern California. It's the second year we've done it. And we love the Los Padres National Forest in the Ojai, Santa Barbara area. And I've invited a bunch of friends, probably about half or so we're able to make it out. Very brave riders. Brave walkers, brave hikers.
A little off camber.
I really have to give it to these folks, you know. Make routes like this, take them on vacation, and they love it.
It's a little portage.
So, really incredible crew. Oh, okay. Alright, so let's jump right into it, which we did. This first ride.
And this was maybe about an hour or so, and we were pretty heavily committed by now. Enjoying the sunshine. Again, this was our first day. And we were coming from the East Coast. You could see how pale I am. Oh my goodness, get some sun on my chest. Simply beautiful, though. My body's just sopped up that vitamin D like crusty bread in a hearty stew. What a delicious stew. Some major exfoliation going on here. And unbeknownst to Jordan, some extreme poison oak exposure.
Nicely done, man.
All right, push that through, Pat's off-road recovery. Pat's off-road recovery. Hey, look, it's up to purpose now. Yeah, that's it. Pat's off-road recovery.
Patrick's favorite YouTubers are off-road recovery people in Moab.
Yeah. You did.
Adjust your white balance again. This type of walking just kind of becomes second nature after a few hours. You know, you just kind of settle in. And here we are approaching the bench. This is where we met up with the trail, pushing through the trail. Which was a big goal for the day. This was 3 hours of pushing. Now we get to go down. Some airplane traffic overhead. That's Taylor Finney. You may recognize him from the Olympics. That's Aria. You may recognize her from being Aria. This single track is so worth it. It's so worth the pushing 3 hours. Check that out. A lot of airplanes going overhead. They must have been filming us for the Red Bull channel. That's me leading out Taylor. Whose brakes are those? It's anybody's guess. I don't know that.
Cross-eyed
like, I
don't know who we're talking about here, but I'm sure it was interesting. The light cut really, really nice as the day winded down. We knew we were going to be out after dark at this point. Who cares? This is California, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Aria was listening to Jimmy Eat World. I sure remember that song.
There's
Aria.
No.
It looks so good going that way. Yeah. There's more heat going down this.
Okay. The route I'm on says go that way.
No, we do. Our route would go that way, unfortunately, which looks the sickest. You got to remember that. We would be going back into that.
Yeah.
But it was getting dark, and we had to head back. Luckily, it was all trail all the way back to where we were staying. And we had lights. All right.
So the first day that we showed up in California, of course, coming from the East Coast, already winter. This is December. It's like winter solstice, pretty gray and bleak. We show up in California, already bright and sunny. The first day in particular, which you just saw. After that, a big rainstorm came through and it became too muddy to ride. That's the trade-off of being, you know, in these places that don't see a lot of rain, is when it actually does rain, you can't ride for, you know, sometimes a week later. We were not going to head into the Los Padres National Forest proper to do any of the bigger rides. We're going to have to wait a few days. So we did a road ride the next day, which was super nice. No complaints there.
Yep, that's pavement. So here we are, riding the road. That's more pavement. That's pavement. And, you know, pretty nice ride up here. Not much traffic. Take it all in. Just kind of like an up and down. Doesn't get much easier than that. Except when you're going up, I guess. We won't spend that much time on this because it is. You're probably not here to watch us ride on the road, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's some dirt for you. It's just like a turn-off off of the pavement, but, you know, it really looks like we're riding on dirt. Because we are. This is actual dirt.
Yeah, snake puddles.
Look at that.
Okay, so yeah, then the next day rolled around and we were feeling pretty optimistic about heading out onto the what we previously considered too muddy the day before. Gonna try that Sulphur Mountain with the tar bubbling out of the ground unexplainably. So we were gonna be going up and over Sulphur Mountain, then up another mountain to the Gridley Trail, I think that's the name of it. That would have been a really, really nice ride, but we needed some dry conditions because it gets muddy out there. Up Sulphur Mountain. Let's give it a try.
Okay, here we are back in California again.
Three of them.
I think we were referring to three joints that we had rolled. I mean, I'm in California. Am I right, folks? And our first water crossing. First of many in the morning here. Not looking so good for us. It rained 5 inches the night before. Laugh it up. That's what you gotta do, it's teamwork, you know? Teamwork sometimes. And you can see the mountains in the distance back there. some fresh snow right above 3,000 feet. And then these puppies, these stray puppies, came out of nowhere and started chasing us. It was cute at first, but after a mile or so, I didn't think we'd ever get rid of them. And look at how vicious they are, those beasts. This is Jordan trying to get rid of puppies. He eventually succeeded. Shadowing here, as you can see, it's kind of sticky, but you know, some dry spots. It's looking pretty favorable. This is a great climb, like primo dirt. Nice and gradual, but yeah, we quickly ran into some of this stuff, and the writing was on the wall. Can't do much when this happens. This is what we had feared. Everyone here probably knows this feeling.
It's all cow poop.
Time to turn around.
So, you think so much for this big day.
Now, happy California is getting rain, but this is a bit excessive.
Now, we're on vacation. Well, luckily we had scoped up a spot on the ride up that we wanted to build some jumps at, maybe do a little free ride down to the bottom. So we seshed. Mostly just Sean and Taylor.
Way up high. All right, who's gonna walk?
Nice, Sean. Nice, Taylor.
Oh yeah.
Just a few wild, crazy kids out raising hell. Back at the bottom, headed to Miner's Oak to go to the farmer and the cook, because we are hungry.
So with that kind of peanut butter mud, there's not much, you know, without any bread to spread it on, no jelly, you can't do much, you know what I'm saying? So we headed back to the barn and went over what we could do the next day, because it was still going to be, what we wanted to do, the big ride that we wanted to do out there, which was 50 miles and 10,000 feet of elevation on the ocean, the newly completed Ocean View Trail. We wanted to make sure that we had good conditions for that. That'll be in the next episode, because this is already getting way too long. Easy to do that when you're making videos. So yeah, the next day we ended up just doing like a half road ride and then up the paved backside of Sulphur Mountain and down, descending down the dirt that we tried to climb up the day before. And hopefully there would be less mud going down.
We're gonna go left up here, stage right.
Stage right.
This is some This has definitely been the longest stretch of rideable flat feet on
camp. Say that again.
Today's good.
I will say it was nice to pedal for a little bit, not just walk. That's Serena Rio had graced with her presence for the day. And this is Chris on this bike. It's pretty fun having him along. So Taylor riding up. This ain't no Tour de France.
Wow. I don't know if you could.
It's a lot easier.
I don't know if you can. Oh, you can't.
What,
is that
Ronnie?
Behind me?
What?
I don't know. But this is a great climb. It just keeps on snaking up this very civilized paved road. How do I twist you around here? And you like that Vaseline on the lens look, huh? Very nice. This is sweet. Oh, yeah.
I love climbing, so I don't get to ride this kind of stuff on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. This is what I took my shirt off for.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
You can see I've gotten a little bit of color of the sun the last few days. It's not like the first day I took my shirt off, so I might not have to adjust your white balance this time. Love those big views. And what a snack stop at the top.
How's it going? Dawn and Patrick, tell us a little bit of something about this climb. Who was up here first and who wore it best?
No, it was a delightful road climb. Well, Patrick and I came here at the same time.
Same time, holding hands.
Yeah, yeah. Patrick's not even paying attention. He's like, I won't even acknowledge him. Patrick may be 20 years older, but still quite competitive. Had a nice view of the ocean up top here, but we're going to be treated with ocean views all the way down. Do you see? This was magical. Descend. Still pretty nice conditions up here. None of that mud that we had found the day before. We stop and hang out a lot. Do you? Let me know in the comments. There's Serena and Chris. Chris's tires are still nice and white. And here we come. Look at that crew shot. So much for the light show. Piss it, I won't piss it off. Suck it in a smoke screen. Sell it up a loose net tree. Oh! Yeah, I could do jumps. Like this though. Remember that tar I was telling you about? Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm letting Ron hit us, get a little anecdote. Hook one up right quick.
We are rolling.
Where our tires come from. Right here.
From New York. Mm-hmm.
Where are we right now, Ron?
We're at a tar pit, and there's no historical placard or any kind of geological context of any sort. They've just left us with this seeping substance, and we're just supposed to guess, just interpret.
I think this was maybe my favorite day at camp. It was so easy. And the light was perfect, the weather was great, spirits were high. Aria did get a flat, but other than that, everything was great.
Once you get there, you have not many options.
All right.
But, of course, night fell, and we still had a river to get back across.
Yeah, boy.
Been working on this technique for a while. Stomp locks, baby. They grip the rocks really well. Get yours at ronsbikes.com.
Wow. There it is.
And each night we would do a route presentation. This is some foreshadowing. For the next episode.
We are like right here. You know, this is like where we are right now. Okay? Okay? And then we're going to get into this canyon right away. This is the only pavement we have tomorrow.
That's right. Into the Los Padres.
Right? And we're going to be going through.
It's like the new Maverick.
It's turned
Top Gun.
Exactly. Yeah. You watched that on the plane too?
Yeah.
And then we're going to be, then we start our first climb of the day. In earnest, okay? We're going through this. Look at this stuff. Oh, my God. Wow. All right, so it's going to get a little steep. It's going to get, this is like a, I'd say it's like a rough Forest Service trail. Not quite four-wheel drive, rugged, but we got some pretty washed out spots.
We've done this road countless times on the touring bike.
We're just following this. So this is all dirt.
It's pretty excited to do it unloaded.
So this whole range right here, this is the coastal range, all right? So this side, you know, and then this side is the Pacific. All right, so we're just kind of like in this. Here is the, once we get onto this, I think it's right after Toro Saddle. This is the Coast Ridge. Now this is the Ocean View Trail, and it's bench cut and it's single track. Okay, so like I said, next time on Ron's Bikes TV, you can check out the Big Ride. I'm gonna put it all into one super episode, and I'll try to be more consistent with these videos. So maybe I'll have episode 2 out like next week or something. It's just exhilarating to see all of your comments. So please comment. It really makes me feel like you like me. And isn't that what this is all about? All right.